You're listening to the Sheldon McLeod Show on News 95.7, where Halifax comes to talk. Now, here's Sheldon.
Okay. On a, what day is this? Thursday? Rainy Thursday in Halifax. I can't believe we have as many guests in our studio today braving the weather to come in and talk with us about what it is that has their passions flowing and have them interested in sharing with you this afternoon. Our guest in the studio writes the nationally syndicated newspaper column, Ask the Money Lady, is the author of a new book, How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy. Who wouldn't want that? In our studio is Christine Ibbotson.
Ibbotson
it is.
Very good.
Christine Ibbotson is, and you're a licensed financial advisor. What does that mean?
I actually have been in the industry for over 27 years.
Okay.
And for the last 10 years, I was a private banker to very, very, very high net worth clients. So you had to have more than $3 million to sit on my desk.
Right. So you're still interested in helping people with their money. Why?
That's a really good question. Do you know what? When I was a private banker, early on, I noticed that, you know, I used to actually manage a team of professionals that would liaise with my clients to provide them with additional advice and guidance. These were lawyers, accountants, trust specialists, lenders, everybody. And we were giving all this advice and guidance to these very, very wealthy clients. And I realized early on that, you know, we weren't really offering anything that the average everyday Canadian couldn't get at their own bank. The problem was they weren't getting the same advice. They didn't know what to ask for, and they didn't know how to use the products that we were recommending. And there's this huge disconnect, right? Because those clients that have been at the banks and have been there for years and years and years and are super loyal, mm-hmm. those are the ones who really, really need all that advice and guidance to save on risk and interest. So that's why I started the book.
And when you answer people's questions through a column, and people will reach out, and obviously you can choose the subjects you want to take on and the questions you want to answer. And I assume in some ways you want to find something that resonates with more than just that one person. I was describing to you before, you know, in this environment, people will ask me a question, and their question might be very specific to a specific guest. But how does that help everyone else? So how do you gauge, how do you judge what it is that you have to offer so that you can perhaps reach as many people as you can?
That's a good question, too. So I can tell you about some of the columns that I've just recently done. So, yes, we talk about, you know, taxation and we talk about RSPs and TFSAs. Those are the buzzwords that are especially out right now because everybody's going to be doing their taxes. But I'm not, I'm not a bank basher, but I'm not, kind of in love with all of them. So I get a lot of questions from people who will say, you know, this is what my banker told me. This is what my financial planner told me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's right. Do you think it's right? And then I will tell them exactly. And oftentimes I'll put that in my column because it is important. And do we have a little bit more time for me to tell you a story?
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
Okay. So I actually, this book is a collection of stories of everyday Canadians where we have taken them from dire straits. And we have kind of used high net worth client planning solutions to get them to eliminate their debt and get them wealthy, whether that's by retirement or whether it's early so that they can retire early or do whatever they want, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, one of the solutions that I just recently did for an older client of mine, they have 6 years to retire and they had three homes, two of them were mortgaged, and they had a mortgage on all three properties, which is very typical. They were all small little properties, right? Mm-hmm. Townhouses. Anyway, they went to their financial planner and their financial planner said, oh, you know what? You've had these rentals for so long. You should sell them. You've only got 6 years to go. Capital gains tax is going to be really high. Sell them. You've only got $80,000 in your RSPs. And, you know, you need to sell that. Put it into your mutual fund and we'll get it making more money by the time you retire. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Sure. So then they came to me, right? And I said, okay, so would you be interested in having maybe a private banking solutions of what I put in my book?
Right.
And they said, yeah, Chris, show me what I can do. So we actually completely changed everything. And within the 6 years, and this was from 2012 to 2018, mm-hmm. they increased their net worth by over $1 million just by using the strategies that we would use for a high net worth client. So those included moving debt, leverage lending, investments into SMAs. Like, it was a whole variety of different things. And it's just, you know, there is no cookie cutter solution. And unfortunately, that's what we get when we go to the banks, right?
The book is called How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy. It's published by Nimbus and Vagrant Press. The idea, though, that while I don't have the money and I don't have the confidence, or I can't afford to slide, I can't afford to go backwards. I mean, the story that you tell makes a lot of sense, but in an environment where the markets were growing by how many percentage
sure.
points? I mean, that's a rare creature, this 12 years that this bull market has been happening. So the idea, though, that we've got people listening to us right now who might say, tax-free savings account, I barely scrape it together every month. Are those the people that can benefit from this?
Okay, so the reason why those two people benefited is because, yeah, they could have gone into mutual funds like what you're talking about, or ETFs, or a guided stock portfolio. That wasn't what we put them in. Mm. We put them into a institutional strategy with downside market protection, a guaranteed return. Those products are called what's called an SMA, a segregated managed account. We have used them for decades in high net worth client situations. Only in the last 5-6 years have they started to open up to the average everyday client. So now you can capture that. And there's two camps to investing, right? One is upside capture, which everybody says that they're good at. Your advisor says he can get you the return you want. Mm-hmm. The other is downside protection, which I honestly believe is the true key to long-term sustainable wealth. You need to make sure that your portfolio is growing this way. And I'm holding my hand upward.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
Not, you know, moving down, right? And that product will do it. The other thing that we did for them was we took their mortgages and we moved them to what's called a collateral charge. Now, collateral charge is available at every single bank, tier one bank across Canada, but they don't offer it unless you ask for it.
Right.
So that is a fast tracking tool, and that allowed them to eradicate their debt faster.
I'm looking at the markets. I'm sure you've seen over the last number of days what's happened.
Because of the coronavirus. Yeah.
So the offer of advice and guidance that you're, you know, writing about in your book and sharing in your column, does that apply in an environment where there's nerves and jitters? And
absolutely.
How?
So are we going to just talk about the market, or are we going to talk about the collateral charge piece?
Well, we only have a few minutes left. Dealer's choice.
Okay. So if you want to talk about the market, the A segregated managed account is an institutional money manager's segregated portfolio. Mm-hmm. And you now can, as an everyday investor, can mirror your portfolio to match it. And the way to make money, keep your money, and to get your money growing is to actually do what our high net worth clients do. And it sounds like I'm telling you to copy them, but I really am. Do what they do. Do exactly the same thing and get the same results. These are, so SMAs, we put bank pensions in them, large pools of capital for investors, insurance funds, all the insurance companies use. OMERS is a government pension plan. They're in an SMA. Only in the last 5 years have they opened up. The last 3 years, they're open in every single segment. So domestic, fixed income, equities, international, they're all there. So if you were in an SMA today, and yes, the market is tanking, almost all SMAs have a floor value of approximately 3 to 4.5%. You would not drop below the 4.5% guaranteed threshold. They also give you an average guarantee between 7 and 9. Mm. Now, there are many that return much higher than that, but that's not we're in. That's not why we're in them. We're in them to have capital preservation and compounded growth year over year. That is what's going to make your portfolio grow.
How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy. And this is a brand new book by our guest in studio. And you're going to be at the library on May 11th. So you're going to be coming back to Halifax?
I am. I'm actually going to be talking specifically about that solution.
We're going to have to get you back in because we just, I think, scratched the surface of the subject. And many times it's like, well, it's easy. Buy low, sell high.
No.
Or don't overextend yourself. There's a lot of techniques, a lot of reason to pick up this book and learn from our guest. And Christine, thank you for coming to the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Sheldon McLeod Show on Halifax